Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 John as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We'll be turning to the book of 1 John. We left off Sunday evening there in verse number 1 of chapter 3. That's right where we're going to pick it up. And while you're finding your place there in 1 John 3, you've probably heard it that tradition tells us that when John in his later years would be gathered around to teach or to preach, that the people, the thing that they requested him to speak about was, John, tell us about love. Tell us about love. And for him to have witnessed all the things that he did during his lifetime, during his ministry, we're talking about someone that could mention about how the miracles of Jesus, if he'd written them all, couldn't be contained in the Word of God, in the book for us. And despite everything that he'd witnessed, everything still, they wanted him to teach about love, teach on the subject of love. And that's how verse number 1 of chapter 3 tells us, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. If we could stay here for a long time, but I just want to make our way through 1 John. But I just have a little note in here that it says, where it says, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And I've got a little note in there that says, so act like it. If we are in such awe, in such wonder of the love that's been freely given to us, not just for our redemption, but to be made joint heirs with Jesus Christ, going above and beyond just the redemption of our soul, providing for us for all eternity. Well, we get to be called the sons of God, so act like it. It says, because of this, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. And I had mentioned last week about, if you think that you've got the balance out act figured out, where you can be buddy-buddy in your relationship with the Lord and be buddy-buddy with everything that's going on in the world, well, you're gravely mistaken. Because there is no balancing act between the two. We're to be sold out for Christ in our life. And we're to take comfort knowing that when the world treats us different and when things happen that we just don't understand, you know, why can't we just all get along kind of a thing? Well, literally the world can't comprehend what you have. It's not possible. And so they don't understand it. And throughout history, without fail, most all the time, anytime something's not understood, it's treated in a manner of extreme discrimination and hatred, because it's kind of an unknown, and it's scary, or it's worrisome, whatever it may be. And the world doesn't have the possibility, as they are, to understand why we are the way that we ought to be. It's only when they experience that love of God in their life that then their eyes are open, because the Spirit then resides within them. So it says, the world doesn't know us, it doesn't know him. So don't be surprised. Verse number 2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now we're the sons of God, then even so much more at Christ's appearing, when our faith will be made complete on sight, and he comes to take us home for the glory and the splendor that we'll be able to enjoy for all eternity in the presence of the Lord. The best is yet to come. That's why it says, now we're the sons of God. We already have so much to be thankful for and so much to rejoice for. But hey, we get all this in heaven too, there's still so much more coming our way. Verse number 3, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure, literally cleanseth himself. When we keep this thought before us and the decisions that we make and the actions that we take, it helps direct our steps and our paths, knowing that we are the sons of God. And one day, even much more, when we'll be changed, not just the inward change we've experienced, but outwardly, we'll have a new body. When we keep focus on what the priority in our life ought to be, it changes how important all those things of the world are to us. Suddenly, the temporary that we know is temporary becomes more than temporary. It becomes fleeting, passing, just in the blink of an eye. Verse number 4, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. This is just back to basics, if you will, the simplicity of sin. When you sin, you made a transgression against that law. The Bible says that none of us can claim to be in a situation that we don't have sin in our life, that we've never sinned. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But verse 5 here is the answer to that. And you know, that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. I talked about last week, I was excited to be looking at all the mentions of manifestation throughout 1 John, and this is just another one of those. Literally, the making of known of Jesus Christ. He was manifested, he was brought into this world to be made known, to take away our sins. That was the purpose of his coming, to be that sacrifice, to be that propitiation for our sins. Not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world, as we've read. In him is no sin. Verse number 6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Now, this is where people can get lost and confused in what the Bible's saying. It's not talking about living free from that old sin nature that we wrestle with on a day-to-day basis. Not at all. John's already made that clear. What he's talking about here, when salvation makes its perfect work in our life, and our spirit is eternally secured, and his spirit resides within us, that seed's been planted that's incorruptible. It's perfect. It's from God. But we still have that duality of our nature between the new man that Christ has created us to be, and the old man that he's delivered us from. And those natures wrestle with each other. Pastor Clyde used to call it the old snotty nose, the OSN, that old sin nature. We all wrestle with it. So this verse is not a condemnation that if you slip up, you've somehow lost your salvation or you were never saved in the first place. This verse is a comfort knowing that that seed that's been planted in us is sealed, signed, stamped, and delivered for all eternity. It's perfect. Through Jesus Christ, it's perfect. And nothing that we can do is going to mess that up. But it's our responsibility now to abide in that nature of the Spirit and not the nature of that old man. Why? Because that old sin nature, it doesn't know the things of God. It knows the carnality of flesh and the desires of this world. And nothing that we do through our flesh is going to bring honor and glory to God. Only the things that are done through the Spirit.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.